Good afternoon. Who's first? All right, they got nice size receivers. They work hard during the course of the game. They've had some opportunities, and I think that they are dangerous guys. So we're going to have to do a good job. You know, they got three of them that line up that we have to do because they are basically an 11 personnel team. And so all three of them are on the field at the same time.
You've seen Chris Ivory before when he was with the Jets. What do you think of him as a back?
Yeah, I like him a lot. I think he's a hard runner, downhill style guy, breaks tackles, and we're going to have to do a good job of squaring him up and wrapping him up.
Jamie was talking about how Bortles, in terms of running, he's one of the, actually, I think his average is the highest since he's into the NFL per carry. Just what do you see from him as a guy, as a big guy that can escape a little?
Yeah, that he can escape, and it's hard to catch him when he decides to run. You know, so we have to do a good job of rush lane discipline and not give him those scramble lanes, because if the ball not open down the field, then he'll tuck it and take off, and he's hard to tackle, hard to catch, and usually when he does that, he runs for first down.
After some tough games on the road this season, what do you think is the key for the team getting on track on the road this week?
Just playing good, solid football, and if we do that, stop the run, all right, rush the passer, try to get some turnovers, I think that those things can help us win.
Romeo, heading into the second half of the season, everybody's looking to improve, obviously, and you guys have done that over the second half through your tenure. How much does it help having a healthy Brian Cushing? It looked like Cush in that last game was moving around, maybe not – like Brian Cushing of old, but he was moving a lot better. And how much does that help in all aspects of your defense?
Well, I think Brian brings a lot to the table, you know, brings some leadership, brings some toughness, brings some physicality, you know, his experience. So I think that him being pretty much full speed, I think that helps everybody around him and it helps the unit quite a bit.
Why do you think you're not getting those turnovers?
Well, they're just not quite happening, you know. We are impacting the quarterback. We're not having the opportunity to strip the ball as much. Didn't have as many opportunities on interceptions. You know, we've had our hands on a couple this year, but not as many as a couple of years ago. And so, you know, you have to make your own luck as far as that goes, and we're not making enough of it.